This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. Hi, everybody. It is Frankie Boyer, and you are listening to Cannabis Talk A to Z. And today we broadcast, and if there's background noise, it's because we're at Expo West, and we are in the press room at Expo this year. And we are talking, and I'm so thrilled to have someone who has been a part of the show and is helping grow this show, Cannabis Talk A to Z. We call it an educational odyssey, and that's exactly what Michael Volman does, is he educates us. He's known as Mr. Hemp. And Michael, it is such a pleasure. Welcome to the program, and it's so nice to be face-to-face with you in this exciting, 100,000-plus people. I would say about 100,000 people are here. It is an extraordinary show, and we're starting to see, Michael, a lot of hemp products. Before we go there, before we talk about your mission, your passion, you must be so thrilled to see this expo be filled with hemp.
Well, this really is a great time for me, Frankie. It's my passion for this going back about 17 years. And now to see the hemp industry manifest itself here, mainstream in food companies and products that consumers are demanding, and it really is. This is the tipping point for the market, and it's so great to be here and to be here personally with you, and not 1,000 miles away, 2,000 miles on the phone.
Absolutely, Michael. As a pioneer, truly a pioneer, you have been helping all of us understand industrial hemp. Fifth generation farmer from Colorado, so instrumental in the legislation that's happening now and that happened years ago. Your passion for this, where did it come from? How did all of this develop?
Well, oddly enough, it started in a camp in Zimbabwe. 19 years ago, when I was first exposed to what was going on in India, where the Indian farmers and their culture was being shifted away from what had been centuries of growing industrial hemp to GMO cotton, and they were being forced into a system much like ours here that we have today, where it was enveloped into a program where they started to borrow money, and they had to start using pesticides and herbicides and things that were very countercultural to what they were doing. And that has led to tens and hundreds of thousands of suicides by Indian farmers. And I was being told this story, and so my journey really started through a social justice lens. I grew up Catholic. I got the social justice side of that religion. And so I was just so appalled at what was going on with that situation. And so I started to study up on the plant, and then realized, my goodness, why aren't we growing this in the United States? And I started digging into the history of the plant and learned of what happened in 1937 and all the dynamics, the political dynamics then, of the Marijuana Tax Act of 1937 and Henry Anslinger and the corporate barons of the day and Henry Ford's vision for a bioeconomy, and fast-forwarding through to Richard Nixon's executive order in 1969, putting and keeping hemp back on the Controlled Substances Act as a scheduled drug. And so I just got very passionate about it, because for me it was taking this back home. We have an irrigated farm in the Ogallala Aquifer in the Midwest, where we're growing corn under a farm program that takes enormous amount of resources and a finite amount of water. And I was looking at something that would use less water, less resources, could create new opportunities for farmers, and knew we had to transition away from what we're doing to what the future was going to be very different. And I just came to the personal conclusion that hemp was the answer.
I love that story. And, Michael, as you're talking, a lot of people need, we always have to say this, we call this an educational odyssey for a reason. A lot of people need to understand the difference between the THC part of the cannabis and hemp. And so we always have to make it really clear that they're two different animals. One's an orange, one's an apple. And what makes it so interesting for all of us is that we're seeing articles and we're seeing legislation make hemp a class one drug. And I would love for you to talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's a fascinating story, Frank. As you know, it's all a scientifically cannabis sativa. Industrial hemp is strictly defined as something less than 0.3% THC. So it really is that part of the plant that's grown for industrial purposes. That is a national standard that once again was put in place long ago with really no science behind it, but that is the known global standard for that scenario. So while it's all cannabis sativa, it's like we can have a Saint Bernard or we can have a Chihuahua. You know, they're dogs,
right?
but they're different, and industrial hemp plays a very different role in the product, in products, building products, fiber. You know, I call it food, feed, fuel, and fiber, and pharma with an F. It can provide, you know, supplements for us, nutrition supplements that heal us and make us, you know, make our bodies have an entire endocannabinoid system that was built to facilitate and have and facilitate what the industrial plant gives us. And so it is an A to Z product, just like your show.
it really is, and I love that it is. And I also love the fact that we can go into a supermarket today and buy hemp powder, that I use hemp seeds in my wonderful treats that I make in my house, that this hemp product is all over and it's starting to show up in the show. And there are, of course, various degrees of products and the quality of the products, and that's for another time and another show that I would love for you to talk about, because you were the chair of the National Hemp Association, and you have been really talking about this with large groups of people and gathering people together. And tell us about the newest venture.
Well, good. Frank, I will. I was the founding board member and board chair of the National Hemp Association. I stepped down from that role last summer so that we could start designing the Hemp for Victory campaign. This is the 75th anniversary of that U.S. government campaign that was launched during World War II. And this is a great backdrop for us to talk about what our government did in 1943 and what we're going to do today in a very 21st century, you know, modern way to launch a hemp economy. We're going to finish the job that was started then and needs to happen. It's time is now.
Michael, what happened? Tell us what happened. Why was there such an interruption and why were all the hemp fields burned down?
Well, we had once the 1937 Marijuana Tax Act was put in place, and industrial hemp was swept up in the reefer madness era, the crop effectively went away. When we entered the war, our military was still using vast amounts of hemp fiber and for rope and for materials for uniforms, parachutes, something of that nature. But what was happening was we were importing it from the Philippines. After we had killed our industry here, the Japanese figured that out and put in a blockade to stop those imports. And so all of a sudden we found ourselves, without the very supply chain that we needed to help win the war. So the government stepped in 1942, actually, 75 years ago last year, and worked with the 4-H clubs in Kentucky to 4-H kids grew the crop in 42 to multiply the seed for the 1943 effort. Congress stepped in 43, created a corporation called War Hemp Industries Corporation, and funded a massive effort across 7 states in the Midwest to build processing plants across the Midwest to get the military the products it needed.
So when we come back, we will continue with Michael Bowman. Mr. Hemp is here on Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. We are at Expo West in Anaheim, California, broadcasting today. We're over 100,000 people have come together to look at the natural products industry, and part of that, part of the industry is hemp, and we will continue in just a moment. Stay tuned. This is Frankie Boyer.
Back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, a tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now, we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention, business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-281-6030. 800-281-6030. 800-281-6030. That's 800-281-6030.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z. I call it an educational odyssey because we are learning so much as we are embarking on this plant called cannabis and all of its forms, including CBD, which we cannot, absolutely cannot forget about. Joining us today is Dr. Jordan Tischler, one of the most sought-after speakers right now in the country. He has a couple of practices in the Boston area and has been treating patients for a few. You've been doing this now, Inhale MD, for a few years now, Dr. Tischler?
Yeah, so I'm coming up on 5 years, actually.
Wow, 5 years. So let's, if we could, talk a little bit about CBD in this conversation along with the entire cannabis plant. Because there are some people, and I have a friend that I gave some, she's been suffering from sciatica and groin issues, and she's an older woman, and I gave her a couple of CBD pills and that I had gotten at one of my trade shows, and I said, try it, and it will make you feel relaxed without getting you high, because you will never get high with hemp, ever. No matter how much you use, you will never get high. And it might take the edge off the pain. She reported to me that it didn't help so much with the pain, but what it did do was allow her to sleep and to go back to sleep and have a very deep, restful sleep for a couple of hours, solid 5 hours, which she really needed. So we can't negate the CBD in the conversation as well.
It is a very interesting part of the conversation. For me, it's complicated because a lot of what is being said, sort of in the lay world, doesn't bear out in the science very well. And so it often puts me in an awkward position where I have this conversation in which I say, well, but, and then people look at me funny. So, you know, it's interesting your experience, for example, as you described with this woman. I'm not surprised entirely that the CBD pills didn't help her with the pain. When we look at the science, we see that CBD can in fact be a useful anti-inflammatory, and so for inflammatory type pain, it can be useful. But, and here's the big but, the dosing requires something like 300 milligrams, and that is extrapolated from a mouse model, right? So,
yeah.
You know, getting 300 milligrams a day is, you know, many hundreds of dollars worth of CBD per day. And people who are using this out in the real world are not taking that kind of dose.
Yes.
When we start to look at anxiety and such like that, the studies look at using 800, 1200 milligrams. Again, we're now talking way more than what anyone could reasonably find or afford in the real world. So I have found that there's a lot of attention pointed at CBD. And I think largely because you absolutely correctly point out that it will never make you high. The question is, at that point, how much of people's experience on CBD, rather, is, you know, is triggering a placebo effect, which is very real and very potent, but leaves open the question of whether that's something you want to spend your time and your money on.
I also think that when you work with a practitioner, when you work with a doctor that is knowledgeable as you are, you can get the benefits of understanding a combination of maybe CBD and THC. Maybe you vape, maybe you do an edible. In other words, discussing the delivery system, discussing the dosage, discussing the products that would be most effective for your ailment, for your situation.
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, this is really what I do all the time with my patients. I sit with them. We have a packet with all sorts of information, and I don't just kind of hand them the packet. I go page by page and explain everything. And at the end of it, we've kind of gone through all the options and discussed and kind of narrowed it down to what I think will be best for them and what they think feels reasonable and comfortable for them. And then at the end of it, it boils down to a sort of piece of paper that in any reasonable universe we would call prescription, but of course we don't. And it says, you know, this is what I want you to get, and this is how I want you to use it, and this is how much to buy, and all that sort of stuff that then they can go to the dispensary with so that they know what they're looking for and hopefully also don't get sort of upsold a whole bunch of other stuff that isn't quite what we were aiming at. And I think that, you know, we're not cannabis. If you were going to the doctor or somebody for your blood pressure and they didn't do all of that, you'd think that there was something really wrong. So why in the cannabis world are we treating this differently? Well, there are a lot of historical reasons having to do with the DEA and California, but the bottom line is if we're going to do this right, we need to be performing medical care up to a high standard, just like cannabis or any other medicine, and that's just the way I approach it.
Right. You're speaking at an upcoming conference in Las Vegas. Tell us what the topic is.
Yes, it's kind of an interesting topic. It's about microdosing. So this is not really about patients per se. It's much more about wellness seekers. And, you know, I kind of think of these things as sort of three different dose ranges. You sort of got your really high dose, and that might be sort of 50 up to several hundred milligrams of THC. And, you know, that's kind of where you're going to get really stoned, and that's kind of your recreational group, and that's fine. I obviously have no problem with recreational use of cannabis, but I just think that it's a different beast from when we start talking about patients for whom getting high is an unwanted side effect, and that they're looking for sort of relief. And that happens in a much lower dosing range, sort of more in the sort of 5 to 15 milligrams of THC on average. And then there's this third group that are people who don't really want to be high at all, and they're not really treating pain or whatever. They're really just kind of looking for sort of themselves plus a little bit.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We're talking
That's why
about
this
people
is...
who might be...
That's why this is such an important conversation, and I'm so thrilled you're speaking at the conference, and I'm so glad that you were able to stop by. I know your schedule is incredibly heavy, Dr. Tischler, and it's inhalemd.com. Thank you so much for all you do, and we look forward to our continued conversations with you.
Sounds lovely. I look forward to it.
Thanks so much, Doctor. And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, this is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low low as $19.99 a month with no other costs. You can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. Call now. That's 800-817-3046.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk, A to Z with Frankie Boyer, our educational odyssey. And, you know, we were just talking to one of the young, bright doctors, and I don't necessarily agree or disagree with what Dr. Tischler was saying, but I do think that when it comes to pain and chronic pain, there could be more applications than he's aware of. And I think my next guest might have a solution. His name is Eric Smart, and he has some information about a topical made with CBD, and where it's legal in some states, the CBD with the THC cream. And it's called Myoderm. Am I pronouncing it correctly, Eric?
Hey, Frankie. Yes, that's correct. It's Myoderm.
So I'm fascinated by this product. Tell us a little bit about the research. And you've been researching this for years and years, trying to get this product just right. So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's it's a little more specific than that. This product is a transdermal, which means it goes through the skin into your muscle tissue and connective tissue, and it reduces inflammation dramatically. And it comes directly from my partner, Dr. Bill Goebel, who's a pharmacist, and he spent a big chunk of his career developing and producing transdermal pain creams, hormone creams, and other applications. And we've used that technology to drive CBD and THC through your skin, into your muscle tissue, and dramatically decrease inflammation.
It sounds to me that this could be a game changer in the field of pain.
Well, you know, this technology has been around a while in pharmacy and pharmaceutical. It's just a good application now of that into the CBD category and THC. And, yeah, it's the game changer is really the capabilities of CBD, cannabidiol, and THC to reduce inflammation. It's phenomenal. It's better than ibuprofen with, in the case of CBD, no negative side effects. And with THC, none known currently.
That's extraordinary. Really extraordinary. Tell us who would benefit from this cream, this transdermal cream. Who would benefit from this?
Well, do you ever have any aches and pains?
Sure.
Like soreness? Yeah, well, you would be a great candidate. Certainly anyone with arthritis, chronic pain conditions derived from inflammation. Heck, just bumping your knee and it hurting, you could apply this and you'd get almost immediate relief.
You know, Eric, I know that on your website, and do give out the website, please.
Sure, it's Myoderm.com, Myaderm.com.
You have an NFL trainer. Tell us about his story and the use of this cream.
Oh, yeah, David Price. So he's a good friend, and he used to be the head athletic trainer for Kansas City Chiefs, worked for the Jets. And he started using the product, and he was just such a big fan because his career was around getting injury and, you know, inflammation controlled and helping players perform at world-class level. Obviously, using products like opioids that cause impairment were, you know, really against what he wanted to do. And then using other products that, you know, are pretty tough on your body, like ibuprofen, if you use it regularly,
yes,
was not optimal. So he sees this as really, for him, from his career, he had it really would have dramatically improved his capabilities. So he's a big advocate.
Yeah. Joint pain, psoriasis. I'm just reading from your website. Fibromyalgia, muscle pain, knee pain, rheumatoid arthritis, back pain, nerve pain. And right now, we have an opioid epidemic in this country. And I blame the pharmaceutical industry, and I blame the pushing of these pills which is for another conversation and another show, but that's, we're in a mess right now. And we have young people that you hear story after story after story, Eric, of young people who were in a car accident, who were given opioids for their pain, and how their lives changed. And at first, the American Medical Association did not believe that these were addictive. And of course, we found out that they were highly addictive. Highly, highly addictive. So we have an opportunity, in my opinion, to deal with a problem for pain that could be so simple as using a transdermal cream. I mean, this could be a real game changer, Eric.
Well, it's got some, great application. It's a great alternative. It's very complicated because there is a place in medicine for opioids. People are in severe pain and tragic, very bad accidents.
Yes.
You have to manage that pain. But the problem is, it's utilized too often and too frequently. And there need to be other alternatives, like MyDerm, to help manage pain. And we are excited about our opportunity to contribute to helping folks in pain without having the negative side effects of opioids and other drugs.
And you have a nighttime version. You have a product for pets. You have a complete line, and you can create whatever the needs are from the different products that you've created?
We do. We try to focus on a comprehensive use of our product in the most efficacious way and condition. We offer, our original formulation, a nighttime formulation, and a double strength formulation. And we've even seen great results with pets. So we do offer that too.
Let me ask you a couple of quick questions here, Eric. People may be concerned because it's CBD, you will not get high. And when it's put into the skin, does it change anything? So it's still, you're never going to get high with hemp or CBD, correct?
That's absolutely correct. It's derived from industrial hemp, our CBD product, and there are no psychoactive or high effect. It's completely safe. There's no known negative side effects. You could use a whole bottle at one time. It's going to do nothing bad to you.
Right, right. I just want people to understand where we're going with this. And then the states that allow a combination of the THC with the CBD, which is legal in a few of the states in this country right now, 9 to be exact. How would you use the application? Does that make you high as well when it's put in transdermally?
Well, that's interesting because it is a true transdermal. So the nice thing is in Colorado and California, where you can find the TH version, you can apply it and not have the psychoactive effect, but get the therapeutic value of the THC in there. However, if you use, an egregious amount, use half the bottle, you will get a high effect because it is pushing those molecules into your bloodstream, your muscles. So you use enough, it will get you high.
So that's just the states that it's where THC, where legal medical marijuana and recreational.
Right, that's just for a THC product in Colorado and California.
Right.
You can buy our CBD product online in all 50 states, and it has no psychoactive effect, and it's an excellent anti-inflammatory.
That's the part that's so fascinating, because to have a product that gets rid of, we as Americans, I've just done a couple of shows this week on inflammation and nightshades and referenced Tom Brady, of course, from the NFL and the Patriots, that he doesn't even won't eat certain vegetables because they encourage inflammation. So imagine using a topical product that takes away the inflammation. It's just so huge. Eric Smart, I think this is a brilliant idea. Give us the website, and how can people find out more about you and the products, please?
Yeah, our website's Myaderm, MyaDerm.com, and we have tons of information about the product, what it does, and, of course, you have options around different products.
Awesome.
And we're just excited to help people in pain. I mean, we've seen tremendous success. And,
yeah.
We do offer.
We got to run.
Packets.
Thanks so much. We'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. 800-817-3046. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. Call for details. License, terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And joining us now is the host of The Food Chain with Michael Olson. Yes, Michael Olson is with us today. And Michael, you have been talking about the agricultural piece of this green cannabis plant for a long time, and you're actually doing a radio show tomorrow morning about this, and you know, you have an interesting philosophy about it, and so do share, and it's always a pleasure and always fun to have you with us.
Well, hello, Frankie. So pleased to be with you today.
We love having you, Michael. So, Michael, your show tomorrow is about California's green gold rush and then the law. So explain to us what you mean by that.
Well, first of all, California's been growing commercial cannabis for a long time illegally. And it's a huge industry, supports much of Northern California. Logging is gone, fishing is gone. Cannabis growing is what lives in Northern California to the great extent. But California just passed Proposition 64, making the recreational use of cannabis legal. And so what the state did, though, was say, look to all of the counties and say, okay, it's up to you to decide how you're going to go about allowing for the domestic cultivation of legal cannabis. So now what we have is a situation where every county in California is going to be competing with every other county in California on setting up commercial grow laws and rules and regulations. So it's going to be kind of interesting, don't you think, when you have
yes.
all of these counties and municipalities competing against each other. So some counties don't want it and are still taking money from the federal government to bust marijuana plantations, the illegal ones. Other counties like Monterey County, Grapes of Wrath Country, John Steinbeck Country, they are setting up rules for using existing greenhouses infrastructure to grow pot. So you can grow pot legally if you grow them in the floral greenhouses that once held America's rose industry. And of course, here's the greatest irony in the world. The United States encouraged Colombia to grow roses so Colombians would quit growing pot. And in that, they destroyed California's rose industry. And so there's all of these existing empty greenhouses
Gosh.
That used to grow roses and cut flowers and are now renting for $50,000 a month to people who want to grow marijuana in them.
Wow.
So it's really wild and crazy. But as the United States goes through the throes of trying to figure out how to decriminalize cannabis, this is what we're up against.
It's so crazy. That's why I wanted you on, because no one really understands this piece of the story, Michael.
Well, it's kind of like reefer madness is transferring from the illegal world to the legal world. So, and here you have a situation in California, and probably other states as well, where taxpayers – are funding the eradication of marijuana on one hand and the legalization of it on the other hand. So if you're a taxpayer in California, you're funding both sides of this crazy, crazy world. And what happens when cannabis does become domesticated, as it were, and industrialized by California agriculture? You know, if you think about what was going on in Northern California, those folks up there, those small family farmers, were growing cannabis, selling it for upwards of $4,000 a pound. Now those folks in the greenhouses down in Steinbeck country are talking about growing it and selling it for $1,300 a pound. And so you can see the price is going down and down and down and down and
mm-hmm.
down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's taking a lot of incentive out of the whole process for those people who were up there in Northern California. But that's how crazy it is out here.
How do you think it will eventually unfold, Michael? You've been doing this for a long time. You've been around the country talking
people. The first time I really worked on this subject was 1981, when I was working for David Brinkley at NBC Magazine. And we filmed 26 cannabis gardens from Seattle to Santa Barbara on the west coast here over the course of a growing season. And at that time, it was all small family farmers, you know, finding a very easy way of making some money. Some got caught, but by and large, most everybody got away with it. Those that did get caught, you know, served the purpose of holding up the price for everybody else, so it worked out. But now, as it's moving into the industrial production of cannabis, much of the incentive or the price is going to be taken away. So as these folks in the greenhouses start growing it and selling it for $1,300 a pound, I'm certain other counties will look at the money they're making and going, well, we can grow it in our county without any greenhouses and sell it for $500 a pound. So you see the California gold rush. You know, it is like gold. Cannabis is like gold. It's sold by the gram for a lot of money.
Oh, that's right, yes.
But unlike gold, cannabis is easy to grow. You can grow it on a spaceship on the way to Mars if you wish. And California has so many places where you could grow it outside by the 1,000 acres. So as it moves further and further and further toward legalization, I suspect the price is just going to collapse.
Yeah, you're probably right. Hey, Michael Olson, this is to be continued. People can find out more about you and your show at, go ahead and give the
You can get a link to the show at metrofarm.com. Metrofarm.com. Thank you for having me, Frankie, and have a great weekend out there.
Oh, I always adore having you, Michael Olson. You're doing great work. And thank all of you. We'll be back next time. Thanks for listening. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer. Make it a great day, everybody, and as always, smile.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.